which was a junior back in the early 2000s, there wasn't such an emphasis on girls playing rugby, but now we're seeing the game. The gold medal at Rio for our women's sevens has really thrust the game forward, and there's a lot of development and some new programs next year.
Yeah, it's really exciting what the women's game is doing in Australia, and I think it's probably putting Australian rugby on the map a little bit more, and it's actually allowing us to have exposure to eyes that we previously haven't been exposed to. You know, there's a lot of those women that are coming across trying the game, especially with the sevens format, who are excited about the opportunities and possibilities there. You know, you just don't necessarily get those opportunities in other sports. So, and with that comes additional supporters that are, again, tied in the game and actually supporting the game more so than necessarily the team. So that's really exciting, and I think that'll be, you know, if we can leverage off that as much as we can, then that'll be great for not only the women's rugby, but just rugby in general in Australia.
2019, it's a World Cup year. Australia, we've been to the top of the mountain a few times, but boy, it's hard to climb over the All Blacks. Do you see Australia making a comeback at next year's game?
I don't know. They'll have a fair bit to do between now and then. A lot will have to do with how they play those first couple of games before the World Cup. It's going to be an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, you know, I can't remember who exactly. I think the Wales are in now. Fiji might be. They're pretty dangerous. Fiji knocking over France a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, but it's a different kettle of fish when you get to that World Cup, isn't it? Like, anything can happen and you get going, but we need to get out of that pool stage. I think we don't want to underestimate how tough that's going to be at the moment.
Carry on from there. The Irish, I wonder whether the Irish are going to pull off a big upset because they've pulled off a couple this year.
Yeah, I think this is one of the most open World Cups that we've probably seen. You know, those guys knocking off that, Fiji knocking off France, Wales have been pretty strong too, and England will really be pointing for a push. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting, actually. I'm looking forward to it. It'll
be a great year, and as far as you're concerned, I know you've got a couple of toddlers there, not quite to the stage of running around on the rugby field yet.
No, thankfully, I don't know if I have time to get around and see them just yet, but yeah, they're keeping my hands full too, so I've got plenty on my plate.
Good on you, bud. Great to talk.
Cheers, Jeff.
Bo Robinson, delightful fellow, grew up in Dubbo. He's a real bushy. He loved spending time out west. I think he was born in the Northern Territory, and his family have always been around horses and out on the farms. Sadly, a few years ago, his younger brother Dan died in tragic circumstances. He was a first grade footballer with Gordon in Sydney, and he went to England for a holiday. Sadly, he died in terrible circumstances. But Bo sort of used young Dan's inspiration and his family around him to rebuild his life, and now he's doing a lot of life coaching and business coaching as well as rugby coaching, but a very interesting perspective. We talked there too about that transition and how difficult it can be for people. Paddy Ryan understands that from Tamworth, a fellow Waratah, a Wallaby indeed, Paddy Ryan, a prop forward, but the big fellow has formed a foundation called Batir, or he's teamed up with Batir, the elephant in the room, and they're looking at getting people, particularly young men, to talk about issues that are going on in their lives.